whatever you do, don't panic, because it's not the end of the world. Nothing bad will happen. It's been one meal, maybe two meals. Cool. Back on track next second. Adjust as quickly as you possibly can. And the more you practice this, the better you get at it, the more you're going to see then results moving forward. Right, welcome back to the Fit Dad Revolution podcast. And today we're going to talk all about what you need to do when you have a massive slip up on your diet. And I think this is actually a really good time to drop this episode, because the weekend's just approaching, and that's normally, for most people, when it comes to losing weight, the weekend's normally where people will slip up. There's a couple of times, like sometimes people will slip up in the evening, they find it really difficult to stay on track when there's all the treats around the house. But if you're doing really, really well through the week, more often than not, people tend to struggle at the weekends. There's temptation everywhere, the kids are off school, you've got McDonald's, you've got sweeties, you've got parties, you've got all sorts of things going on, and it makes it really easy to fall off track, right? And then normally what tends to happen is people will see this as the end of the world, and the falling off track doesn't just last that one or two days. It normally lasts for another week or maybe 2 weeks on top, maybe even a month on top, and before you then start to get yourself back on track as such. So today we're going to kind of talk a little bit about that, and why you need to not approach your diet, for lack of a better term, with that all or nothing mentality. Because having that all or nothing mentality, believe it or not, man, is the thing that's keeping you stuck. All right, I think too often, man, we look at it as, and I'm using the word diet here because there is no better term. All right, when people look at diet, and obviously they're looking at losing weight. They hop into a diet, or they hop into some kind of eating plan, or whatever it is, whatever you want to call it, and you think that you've got to be perfect. You think that it's got to be absolutely 100% spot on from start to finish, otherwise it's a complete failure, all right? And when it doesn't go to plan, when something happens, that's when you then hit that fuck it button and it all goes horribly wrong, all right? And this happens to so, so many people, all right? But here's the thing with that, man. Like the problem with most diets or with most kind of eating approaches like that is they do put you into this false belief that that's how you have to be, right? And the health and fitness industry, this is why it's going to sound really bizarre me saying this, man, as a health and fitness coach, but I actually hate the health and fitness industry or the diet industry, probably a better way of putting that. But I actually hate the diet industry because while on the surface it looks like it's set up to help people, it's actually just leaving people more confused than ever, right? Because they think they've got to follow these perfect ideals or this perfect protocol in order to lose a few pounds. And more often than not, yeah, you might lose that weight initially, but then it always does go tits up. It always goes pear-shaped. It always goes a bit squint. You can never stick to it. So you end up losing that little bit of weight, but then you regain all the weight you've just lost. Plus you normally gain an extra few pounds on top of that. And then you feel miserable for a month or two or whatever it is, however long it takes you to kind of sort things out again. And then, you know, when you're sick of seeing yourself in the mirror, or when you finally feel shit enough to give it another go, you hop straight back into another diet. And the whole thing just perpetuates. It goes round and round and round and round. So the whole diet industry has not actually been set up to help you in any way, shape or form. It's set up to line the pockets of the people that run these crazy diets. All right. So the first thing I kind of really want to kind of drill into is, please, like, you know, I use the term diet in here because I don't like the term diet. Actually, I say to all my clients, we don't do a diet. We don't do diets. Everybody has a diet. All right. Here's the thing with the word diet, man. Everybody has a diet. All right. Your diet is just the food that you eat. But the word dieting has now been taken as this term that people use when it comes to losing weight. We need to diet in order to lose weight. And in essence, I mean, it is true. You do need to cut back calories. You need to kind of go into a bit of a calorie deficit if you want to lose weight. And people see that as dieting, all right? So it's just so unfortunate that of late it's been met with really negative connotations, in the sense that when you think about a diet, you think about things like Herbalife, or you think about cutting carbs, or you think about all these really extreme measures that do get you those initial results, but then, you know, go horribly off track after just a few short weeks, all right? So when I use the term diet in this video, I don't want you to look at it from that perspective of jumping onto another diet, because that's really not what we do. When I work with any of our clients in the Fit Dad Revolution program, you know, we don't do a diet as such. Like, I still want you to eat the foods that you love eating. I still want you to enjoy pizza. I still want you to enjoy ice cream. If you want to have a Chinese, I'm like owning up right now. I'm having a Chinese for my dinner tonight. All right, I like a Chinese, man. But if you think that you're going to go through your diet and not have these things, then that's just setting your diet up for failure. All right. Now, I'm not saying you can have Chinese for breakfast, lunch, dinner every single day and then have pizza the next day and just eat shit food all the time. Because if you take that approach, then of course you're going to gain weight. You're not going to lose any weight. All right. But we need to be sensible with these things. But that doesn't mean that you can't include them. All right. So that's kind of what I want to talk about here today is the mentality that you need to have when it comes to long-term weight loss. Right? Because this is the biggest problem I see when it comes to the health and fitness or the weight loss industry right now. Is people are only looking at that very superficial thing of, I need to lose weight, right? So they hop on the diet with the intention of losing it as quickly as they possibly can because they've got a wedding coming up or they've got a holiday coming up or they've got something coming up that they need to lose this weight for. So they give themselves a certain amount of time and it's like, I must lose weight in this amount of time, which is great, okay, cool, man. But more often than not, you've got a very unrealistic expectation of how much weight you're going to lose over that period of time. And generally speaking, the faster you lose it, the faster you're going to gain it all back because you've not learned the skills that you need to kind of keep that weight off and maintain it long term. You've probably gone about it all the wrong way. You've probably starved yourself into oblivion to get to there. That comes with all its own problems, especially when it then ends up in a big binge later on down the line. All right, so the first thing we want to kind of look at is, you know, when I work with any clients, is getting them to stop with that whole diet mentality, right? We want to stop with the diet mentality and say, you know, you don't have to take this all or nothing approach. You don't have to be perfect. Like, you don't have to be super, super restrictive and cut out all the food you love. You definitely don't need to starve yourself, right? And I think sometimes one of the biggest hurdles I face as a coach is helping people move away from that mentality. Because when I show people, I don't work with meal plans. I don't generally give people meal plans and say, follow this religiously. I do put a meal plan into the platform that we use. But I make it very clear from the word go that this is just a template to show you how our nutrition framework works. All right, we've got a nutrition framework that we use called the 313 framework. Which is a really simplistic framework. You eat three main meals, one protein-based snack, and 3 liters of water every day. But it's then within that, when I show them what food I would like them to eat, how I want them to make up their plate, they look and go, man, they get really worried because I'm getting them to eat more food. I want you to eat more food. And they're like, I can't eat that much food, man. I'm on a diet. I want to try and lose weight. And you're asking me to eat more food. Right, but what we need to understand is when I say that they're eating more food, they're eating more volume of food. So it's things like a lot more vegetables, a lot more good quality carbohydrates, a lot more good quality proteins, right? As opposed to just what they've been eating beforehand, where they would skimp way back and have like a salad, maybe a slice of toast for their breakfast, a salad for their lunch, and then like chicken and veg, like very small portions for their dinner. Feel absolutely starving because, you know, that's what their diet is called for. They feel absolutely starving because they're not eating enough food. They get a couple of weeks down and they have to have a huge binge because they're so hungry, man, and they can't keep it going. All right, what we want to do is eliminate that. So we get them to eat more food from the word go. Let's get you eating more food so you're not starving. All right, so you're not absolutely ravenous. So when you're actually going through this process, you're not then feeling the need to snack on things at night. Or when it comes to the weekend, sitting there going, man, I've hardly eaten anything the whole week. I can just binge and have this pizza and kebab and these beers and this chocolate. And then you just go in this sort of binge and restrict cycle where you binge for a couple of days, then you start restricting again. We want to move away from that. And we want to start bringing a bit more balance into your overall nutritional approach, which means we need to get you more volume of food, all right? So a little bit less in the calorie side, but a bit more volume in terms of the overall amount of food you're going to actually eat. And when people look at that, they generally look at it and go, holy shit, man, I don't know if I can eat that much food. Right, and it takes a bit of time to get back into the swing of things. So when I say I want you to kind of move away from that diet approach of starving yourself, that's the very first thing that we work on with our clients, is to try and make sure they're not then back in that let's just starve myself mentality, because it really doesn't serve you well. And here's the question you need to ask yourself. How many times have you gone through that process? If you've been a habitual dieter now for the last 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, like however long, how many times have you tried that approach where you either starve yourself, or you cut out an entire food group, you maybe cut out entire meals, or you just stop eating all the like your favourite things. Like, I'm going to stop eating chocolate completely. I'm going to cut out bread. I'm not going to eat bread again. Bread's a big one for most people. Like, my mum is the world's worst for this. Like, she's, I mean, bless her, she's almost in her 80s, but the minute she thinks her clothes are getting too big, too small on her, she'll say, that's it, you know, I'm cutting out the bread and the chocolate biscuits. It's not the bread and the chocolate biscuits that are making you overweight, mum. It's the overall amount of food that you're eating. Like, obviously, you know, if you're having 25 biscuits a night, it's probably going to be a problem. In terms of the overall calories you're eating, it's, you know, if we switch the balance around and just get eating the right kinds of foods, and leaving enough room for a couple of treats here and there, you're probably not going to have as much of an issue. But if you just start cutting out the bread and cutting out the chocolate, it's only going to be so long before you start craving those things, and then you're going to end up stuffing your face with them. Right, so the very first thing we need to look at with anybody is saying, let's move away from this mentality. We don't want you to diet, we don't want you to starve yourself, and I don't want you to cut out all the foods that you love, all right? Because like I said earlier, man, if you're cutting those things out, it's like telling a kid, like, you can't eat chocolate ever again. The kid's going to just want chocolate. You're going to want chocolate. It's like telling a kid, don't ever push that big red button. The first thing the kid's going to do is push that big red button. Like, my daughter's 5 years old, man. If I put a red button on the wall and say, do not push that, the minute my back's turned, she's like, she's kicking it with two legs, headbutting it, just to see what the button does, right? Even though I've expressly said, do not push it. Well, you've got one of them in your head, man. And if you say, right, that's it, I'm not eating chocolate. You can't eat chocolate. You can't eat bread. You can't drink any juice. You can't eat it. Like, that child in your head is like, ha, watch me, pal, right? Okay, let's see how long that lasts. And then before you know it, you're sticking Mars bars up your nose and pouring minstrels over your head, right? Because you just need to have the thing that you've been cutting out, all right? So we need to move away from that mentality. So that's the very first thing that we look at doing with people, right? Let's remove that diet mentality where you think you need to starve yourself or you think you need to cut everything out in order to lose a few pounds, right? And the second thing we need to really drill in is we need to focus on this being a process, right? So instead of looking at how quickly you can lose the weight, instead of kind of taking action on this like a couple of weeks before you've got a holiday, let's start actioning it right now, all right? Let's start getting things into practice now. Like, if you've got a holiday coming in October, that's what, 8 weeks away, 6-8 weeks away? So start taking action now rather than the couple of weeks before you go and then trying to crash diet yourself to where you need to be. Let's remove that mentality, all right? Get rid of that mentality and start now. Start getting a process in place now that you can follow long term. Will you lose as much weight? Like, maybe not, man. Like, if you go in the Herbalife thing or like whatever, you can lose weight pretty damn quickly, but you're also then going to regain it pretty damn quickly, and that's not where we want to be, right? So like I said earlier, you've been down this path before, you've done the whole kind of starvation thing, you've done all the different diets, none of them have worked. So why do we keep on going back to that? All right, we need to move away from that. All right, so instead of kind of looking at how quickly you can do this in a shorter period of time, let's start looking at how you can put a process in place now that's going to walk you towards your goal. I mean, you'll probably still be like, here's the kicker with this, man. But the minute I start putting people into this, into our frameworks that we use, I obviously express this to them that it's a process. You didn't eat one cheeseburger, then wake up the next morning and you had a set of man tits and a big belly. That didn't happen. All right, that was an accumulation of many cheeseburgers over many weeks, months, and years. Like, consistently over time, all right? Just overeating, getting less and less on the activity side, then before you know it, oh, shit, man, I've got a dad bod, all right? It didn't just happen. You didn't just wake up and it was there. It took a bit of time. So we can't expect to just eat one salad and all of a sudden we're shredded, all right? It doesn't work that way. We need to go through the process. We need to be lifting weights consistently. We need to be out doing our steps consistently. We need to be eating a well-balanced diet consistently, not crash dieting here and there and hoping for the best, all right? Because we want to make sure that when this weight comes off, we actually keep it off forever instead of just continually losing the same 5 and 10 pounds over and over again. All right, so, but as I say, here's the kicker with this. Once we get this framework in place for our clients and we get them doing the right things, we get them following the process, all right, normally, like, people will lose within the first sort of 3 or 4 weeks, you'll see people losing up to about 10 pounds, all right, because it goes, whoosh, it comes down really quick. After that, it starts to taper off. All right, and that's where we see that kind of, that's that plateau period where people would look and go, oh, this isn't working anymore. Oh, no, it's a disaster. It isn't working. And then they would fall off track and then it all goes back to square one. All right, but if we can kind of coach you through that little plateau, you get that initial kind of roller coaster drop, you're a wee bit of a plateau, it maybe creeps up a wee bit, comes down a wee bit, get you past that, still following the process, and then it starts to trend back downwards. And over time being the key thing, when we look at the graphs that we present to our clients, while the line itself, the main line you see, might look a bit like this. It does look like a roller coaster. If you were to draw a line from the start point to the end point of the time that we stop working together, you would see a pretty straight line going all the way down with these squiggles in between, all right? And that's representative of showing how much fat you're losing, all right? So we need to get into our head that this is not a one and done process. It's not an overnight thing. It's not a quick fix, right? So this is why it's difficult, man. This is one of the hardest things to get right with weight loss. It's not the exercise, nutrition, those are fairly easy to put in place. It's what's happening up here in your head. That's the difficult part for some people to process, all right? Because to try and tell you need to move away from that diet thing where that's all you've known for the last 5, 10, 15, 20 years. It's all you've seen. Maybe you've seen your mum constantly jumping on diets. I know I did when I was wee. She was always on a diet, right? Like, she was always hopping from one diet to the next. Slim fast was the big thing back in the day. And all these different aerobic exercise classes, we're always kind of jumping into something. So your experience of this whole thing is, that's the way that it's done. Or it's like people who think that running's the way to lose fat. They go out and they start running, they pound the streets for hours and hours on end, and they don't make any progress because the nutrition side of things isn't right and they're doing the wrong type of exercise, all right? So we need to kind of break away from that belief that we've got and start changing the way that you look at this. So it's not a starvation diet, it's not an extreme approach that's going to make it work, and it's not going to happen overnight. Those are the first two things we really need to get you drilled into your head. And when you can start looking at it from that perspective and look at this long game, like, instead of thinking what you can do in the next 2 or 3 weeks, what can you do in the next 2 or 3 months? The next 6 months, the next 12 months, like, where can you be in that time? And when you start looking at it from that longer term approach, like, look at the long term goal of where you want to get to, then start looking at the process and the things you need to do day by day to get you to that goal. And when we can get you focusing on that and celebrating those little milestones, you're going to see much, much more progress in the long term. Now, here's the big one, man. This is probably the biggest lesson we teach all of our clients inside of our program, all right? And this is the one that's, honestly, for this weekend or any weekend, is going to be a game changer for you. And this is maybe the best lesson that we teach anybody, all right? You have to employ this mentality of back on track next second, all right? Now, what I mean by that is, slip-ups are inevitable. If you remember back to the very start of this episode when I spoke about having slip-ups, like, we jump into diets thinking we're going to be perfect. We think we're going to be perfect from start to finish. We don't think that there's ever going to be any deviation from the course. But when we do have a deviation, we see it as the end of the world. And then that's when we pack it all in. And then the massive binge happens, the rebound happens, we regain our weight, we're back at square one. What I need you to understand is, the slip-up isn't the problem, all right? The slip-up is never the problem. Slip-ups are going to happen. I can give you the perfect meal plan in the world, man, the most perfect thing ever. There's going to be a birthday. There's going to be a Halloween party soon, right? It's coming soon, man. It's a couple of months away, all right? There's going to be, like, we've got a couple of weeks left of summertime before that all disappears, right? There's going to be maybe another barbecue on the go. If we got a really nice night, man, there's going to be another barbecue on the go, all right? Then after that, you've got Christmas time coming up. There's always going to be something that comes up that's going to take you off track. Because let's be honest, man, let's use Christmas as the example. If you're on the perfect diet, are you really going to rock up to your Christmas dinner with a Tupperware tub of chicken, broccoli and rice? You're like, nah, I'm not going to have my Christmas dinner because I'm going to have this perfect diet because I can't have that. It's too many calories. And take that tin of roses away from me. I'm going to have my my carrot sticks and hummus. What the fuck? You're not going to do that. You just wouldn't do that, all right? Because that is, like, boring and it sucks. You're not going to do that. Right? I think you'd have to be some kind of psychopath if that was your approach to Christmas Day, because I don't know about you, man, but when Christmas Day comes, I have all the slip-ups. I eat about 3 portions of Christmas dinner. I eat all the roses. If there's crisps on the go, I taste all of them, every bag. All right, I have Christmas pudding. I might have a sticky toffee pudding. I have all the food. I go nuts on Christmas, right? So when I have that slip-up on that day, I let that slip-up be my thing. I go wild. But I don't see it as the end of the world. I don't see it as, like, oh, I can't believe I've done that. I can't believe I've eaten so much food. All right? And then the next day, say, do you know what, man? I might as well just do the same again. To be fair, I probably also do the same again. On Boxing Day, I always make a nice big curry afterwards. But you get my point, all right? I'm not going to then look at that and be like, well, let's just have another month, man. You know what? It's January next month. There's no point. I'm just going to go wild. I'm just going to keep on going bananas. Why not? And then when I feel sick enough of myself, we'll get back on track later. That, like, the slip-up itself is never, ever the problem. The problem is your massive overreaction to the slip-up, all right? Your problem is the massive overreaction. And then there's two reactions people normally take. It normally ends up in a 2 or 3 week long binge where you stuff your face full of all the shit under the sun, or you end up going back into that starvation thing where you starve yourself stupid, or you go to the gym and try and, like, sweat the fat away. I need to go and punish myself for all this crap I just eaten. So you go to the gym and you try and pound your, like, exercise yourself into oblivion to try and get rid of all the sins that you've just stuffed your face with. Yeah, it doesn't really work that way. All right, but then what then ends up happening is, like, you can't keep that going for any length of time, so then the next weekend comes and you have another slip-up. So you end up this binge and restrict. So it's never, ever the initial slip-up that's the issue. It's the overreaction. If you can just have your slip-up, so if this weekend, of course, man, this weekend, like, don't look at this and say, Ian said it's cool to slip-up, I'm going to go wild and, like, stuff my face for the whole weekend. That's not what I'm saying. what I'm saying is, you know, if you are on a weight loss phase at the moment, if you're actively trying to lose weight and you're keeping your diet and your nutrition in check through the week, then the weekend comes, of course try and keep things in check. It doesn't mean you have to be boring, but plan your treats in advance. So if you know you're going to have a pizza, make a pizza at dinner time on a Saturday. That's it. Like, I'm having Chinese tonight. The rest of my weekend is going to be pretty on point. I might have a couple of wee sweeties here and there with Cameron, but it's not going to be. I'm not going to go nuts because I'm having my Chinese tonight. All right, I might have some ice cream after it. We'll see. That's my treat. I know I'm having it. So tomorrow, there's certain areas where I'll maybe tailor things back a wee bit. I won't have as much. I definitely won't have any crisps. I might not have as many junky things tomorrow. I'll get back on track next second as quickly as I possibly can. Instead of looking at it and going, do you know what, man, I can't believe I've eaten all that. I might as well go wild for the whole weekend and stuff my face full of everything. All right, because what then ends up happening is you've gone from one meal that's going to be like in excess of 1,000 calories, easy. Like a Chinese, I have a chicken curry with fried rice, pile of prawn crackers and a couple of chips. There's a good 1,500 calories in that meal. All right, that's a lot, man. That's like over half my allowance for the day. All right, I'm already over 1,000 for the day, so I'm definitely going to be in a surplus. I trained really hard earlier on, offsets a wee bit. I've been out for a couple of good walks, offsets a wee bit. I'm still going to be in a surplus for the day. That's one meal. It's one meal. But if I wake up tomorrow and go, do you know what, man? I can't believe I had that last night. I can't believe I did that. Right, do you know what I'm going to do, man? I'm going to wake up tomorrow. I'm going to have a massive fry up. Because I've already ruined it, man. Why not? I'm going to have a massive fry up tomorrow. I'm going to go to McDonald's for my lunch. And then I'm going to have pizza tomorrow night. I'm going to have some beers with the boys. Right? So there you've just consumed about 4,000 calories over the course of that next day. And then Sunday you go, do you know what, man? I'm going to have a fry up again. I might as well. Where's the sweeties? I've got a hangover. Give me the sweeties. And then again, you consumed another 4,000 calories over the Sunday. So you've maybe done really well through the week. But then the weekend's coming. You've went absolutely bonkers because you think you've had a slip up. And then you've consumed over half your week's calories in the course of 2 days, which then puts you in a surplus over the course of the week. You then gain weight, get to Monday and go, this isn't working, man. I can't believe this. Like, what's going on? But imagine if you didn't take that all or nothing approach and just got right back to it. No starving yourself, nothing extreme, nothing crazy. Just go back to doing what you were doing beforehand, before you had the slip up. Right? Get yourself back on track as quickly as you possibly can. The faster you can do it, the less damage you're going to cause, all right? And here's the best part about this, man. The more you adopt this mentality, and realize it hasn't ruined your progress, it's not the end of the world. Of course, you'll gain weight. Like tonight, when I have my Chinese, I'll jump on the scales tomorrow and I'll gain weight. 100%, I'll have gained weight. I'm not going to allow that to be a thing that affects me. It used to, because I used to, man, I've gained weight overnight. Fat doesn't work that way. It's water weight and food left in my stomach. It's never fat. Never. It doesn't work that way. It takes time to go on. All right. It takes a little bit of time to accumulate. So like, don't, if you hop on the scales after a big night or after a big meal, don't panic the next day. And then look at that as an excuse to go, if I get hit the fucking bad, I'm going to go nuts. That's it. Don't do that. Back on track next second. As quickly as you can, get yourself back to doing what you were doing before. Get out and get your steps in. Go to the gym and lift some weights. Start eating some protein at every single meal. Start eating vegetables with your main meals and cut back on all the processed stuff. Right, start focusing on that framework. If you've not got the 313 framework, if it's something that you want, shoot me a message on Facebook or over on Instagram. I'll be more than happy to send it to you. All right, it just shows you, lays out exactly what you need to do to have the perfect framework for you to make sure that you're eating the right balance of foods. All right, but whatever you do, don't panic, because it's not the end of the world. Nothing bad will happen. It's been one meal, maybe two meals. Cool, back on track next second. Adjust as quickly as you possibly can. And the more you practice this, the better you get at it, the more you're going to see then results moving forward. All right. And I say this to my clients all the time. The only difference between me and you is I am brilliant at this. That I am so good at this. I slip up all the time. I have slip ups all the time. And I used to beat myself up something chronic about them and did exactly the things I've just spoken about in this. I would either then starve myself or I'd have a massive binge that lasted for weeks. I'd regain weight and I'd beat myself up on that and I'd eat to make myself feel better and the whole cycle would just continue. It wasn't until I kind of adjusted the way that I seen things and that I had to do something different. I stopped dieting for a start. I realised that this wasn't a one and done thing. It was going to take time. It's a process. It's an ongoing process. You're never going to get it. There's never an end goal. Trust me. Right? I'm the best shape of my life right now and I'm still not finished because I've got new goals. As soon as I get my initial goal, I reach for a new goal. There's something new I'm going to work towards. All right, so I've removed the idea of diets from my life. I've now realised it's not an overnight fix, it's a thing that takes a bit of time, and I have adopted this back on track next second mentality, and it's something that just runs through the very fibre of my being, man. It's what I do, and I am really good at it. Right, I drill this into my clients week after week after week after week. If you can get good at this, you'll never ever struggle with weight loss ever again. This is the one mentality that can possibly change your life. Not possibly, 100% will change your life as long as you adopt it. Right, it's like anything else, man. If you listen to these things I've just said, there's three things I've asked you to work on. No diets, realise it's going to take time, it's not going to be overnight, back on track next second. If you can adopt these three things and get them into your life, like anything though, you have to take action. If you just listen to them, like, that makes really loads of sense, man, and do nothing with it, nothing will change. You have to take the information and implement. Implementation is key. If you implement it, make it part of your life, you will never struggle with weight loss again, I promise, all right? That's it. I felt a wee bit ranty today, actually, but it was quite good. I hope that made some sense for you, all right? This is the things that we teach our clients. This is going to sound ridiculous when I say this, but weight loss is honestly not as difficult as you think it is. It doesn't mean it's easy, all right? Losing weight, losing fat, changing the shape of your body, in principle, it's actually really bloody simple, all right? It's actually so simple, it's unreal. When you realise how simple it is, once you get it in place, you're like, oh my good God, I can't believe how simple that was. It doesn't mean it's easy. You have to work at it. Lifting weights is not easy, it's bloody hard, it's hard work. Going out for a walk when the wind's blowing all over the place and the rain's coming at you sideways, that's not easy, man. It's tough, all right? But the rewards are so worth it, I promise. Eating protein at every single meal instead of just ordering out for a pizza all the time, it's tough. Eating vegetables instead of just having crisps, it's tough. Eating fruit instead of eating sweeties, it's tough. Having only one biscuit instead of the whole packet and then realising it's not the end of the world, it's tough. Changing your mentality to fit all this stuff in, it's tough. But when you look at the very basic principles of it, it's a really, really simple thing. It just so happens that the health and fitness industry, or the weight loss industry, the diet industry, is massively overcomplicated, and it's got you spinning in circles because you think you've got to do all this crazy stuff. You really don't. And once you understand a few basic principles, this whole thing becomes so much more easy. I promise, all right? And if you want that framework, like I say, if you want the 313 framework, if you're watching on YouTube, comment 313 in the comments down below. If you're listening to this on Spotify or on Apple Podcasts, jeez, oh man, then just come over and connect with me on Instagram at Ian Jack Fitness, and send me a little message. Send me a DM, just say the words 313, I'll know exactly what you're talking about, and then I'll send it across to you, and you can go and watch that training and start to implement it into your life right away with the mentality, with these three mentalities that we just spoke about in this podcast. All right, so anyway, that is us for this one. I hope you got some value from that. As always, I would love for you to share this episode, share it with anybody you think might find it valuable. If you haven't already hit the subscribe button, make sure you do that now. Turn on your notifications and hit the little bell thing on Spotify to do that, and the same on YouTube, I think. I'm still not 100% down with all this, but I'm getting there. I am getting there. Thank you all so much for tuning in. The podcast is getting more and more downloads now, which is awesome, and that's down to you guys popping along and listening to me ranting on about stuff. So I hope it all does make sense. I hope you're getting some value from it. But that's us for this one. We'll see you in the next one. Cheers.